Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So you got Jack Wang with us from Longhorn Financial. As always, guys, remember, Jack's on the show for informational purposes. This is not financial advice, nor should be construed that way. As always, please seek a qualified financial advisor before you make any decisions in life. Jack, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be on.
So we got Ryan with us too, Ryan O'Regan. He's a senior from Westford Academy. He's going to jump in and talk a little bit on the segment with us too. But Jack, let's get in and start with you. Coming up to decision time, so many families are still trying to decide. What type of tips do you have for families trying to pick which school their child should go to?
Yeah, it is. It's crunch time, right? Almost deadline time. So cost, of course, is a major factor. You know, and because families are thinking about what those bills are going to be, despite what, you know, what school the kid is in love with or can see themselves. But just, almost as equally as important is how families are going to pay the bill, right? And what I mean by that is not just how much it's going to be, but whether they use loans or take money out of savings or payment plans or what have you, you know, there are going to be long-term impacts. And so what I tell families is that what you decide today, so where your kid decides to go to school and how you decide to pay for it, will both have an impact on your retirement, right? You just have to choose whether you want a big impact or a little impact. But, you know, at this time, you're also, there's still a lot of families that I run into and run with me as we're going to see people where the student really truly doesn't know like what they want to study. They might know where they want to go to school, but you know, they're still undecided on what major and things like that. And that's not uncommon. That's actually quite common where they just don't know. But something for parents to really think about is that, yeah, you might want your kid to go to whatever school, but if they don't know and that school is more expensive, do you really want to pay a higher price for them to figure it out, right? Because you can always transfer afterwards, transfer one school to the next or to another. But, you know, you really want to pay a big tuition bill for your kid to then figure out what they want to do versus perhaps paying something less to figure out, and then they can transfer somewhere to further pursue that.
So, Jack, one of the things I often see is, you know, parents will say, Jack, we're going to spend up to X dollars a year for your education, and you're responsible for the rest. Is that a reasonable approach? Should we put a definition on love for college? Chuckle, chuckle.
A definition on love. Love it. Oh, that's awesome, right? And you have to decide on how much you love your kid. I think that's totally reasonable. You know, so parents do these things, right? Like we will pay up to this much per year, and then if you want to go somewhere more expensive, that's on your own. And that is a perfectly logical and otherwise reasonable train of thought, but it's not practical. And in fact, Ryan and I both visited with a prospective client recently where that was the case, and where the family said, we'll pay up to this, but anything past that, it's up to the kid. But the amount that the kid had to come up with was totally outrageous. And so you have to remember that as an 18-year-old young adult who is a full-time student, doesn't have a regular job, doesn't have a credit history, they can't go out and borrow $20,000 a year or $30,000 a year or $40,000 a year or whatever that number is, right? It just, no one will lend them the money. So as much as parents say, hey, that's on you and you're too bad, you know, at an absolute minimum, the parents would have to co-sign if they can. So, again, we like to think, hey, we'll contribute this much and, you know, and we'll have our kids sort of, quote, unquote, earn the rest, right, take it on themselves. It's just not realistic. It just can't happen. But yet I do hear of that strategy a lot. For parents, you know, say, hey, you know what, I pay for my own school, so my kids just gonna have to do it all themselves. This day and age, not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
So, Jack, what are some of the other ideas parents have that sound good but may not work in practice then?
Yeah, so that's a real common one. Another one that I hear quite often is the parents don't necessarily want to say no to their student. Their student wants to go to a really expensive school, whatever number that is, and the parents are just hoping that they transfer the second year, right? Like, okay, we'll kind of tighten our belts and just we'll, you know, make it work this first year. We'll pay this much so you can go to whatever college. And then, you know, the parents are just hope, you know, secretly praying, hoping that their kid decides to transfer to a local, you know, state school and live at home because the parents just really can't afford to pay that kind of money for 4 years. You know, yes, theoretically that can happen. In reality, you know, hoping your kid transfers is not a way to pay for college. That just doesn't work. That's number one. The other one is I often ask parents sort of, you know, what, you know, how much are you willing to contribute? And the one, probably the most common answer I get back is it depends, right? It depends on how well they school, you know, what they're majoring in, right? And that's really not an answer because what, you know, so if your kid gets a 2.5 GPA in engineering, then you'll pay. But if your kid gets a 4.0 in advanced shoe tying, you won't pay. You know, it's too nebulous. It's ill-defined. So parents end up getting kind of stuck. Like, it sounds good. Like, well, if you don't do well, I won't pay. Yeah, but in reality, you're paying because, you know, you're not going to take on that kind of debt or put your that kind of debt on your kid to drop out halfway through and then they don't get the benefit of the degree. It's just not realistic. Parents are usually on the hook for that, to see it all the way through.
I understand that this whole thing is very challenging because, you know, your parents may be telling you, you know, Jack, Ryan, I want you to work really hard in school, do the best you can so you can get into quote-unquote a good college. And then the time comes and you may be accepted into a school that was, you know, outside of what your parents can afford. It almost feels like you're going back on your word. You know, hey, if you got into a good school, you had to work hard, you did, and now you can't go. That's got to be really tough for parents to have that talk saying, yeah, congratulations, Ryan, you're an amazing student. I know you get into that school, but we simply don't have the $50,000 a year to send you. You must have seen that, unfortunately, Jack.
Oh, absolutely. And it is kind of unfortunate. It's really a case of where the families did not set expectations. But, you know, I remember this from years and years ago when my kids were young, had these neighbors where the parents told their sons, you get the grades, you do well in school, get into good colleges, mom and dad will take care of the monetary, the financial piece. Well, you know, and these boys used to hear that over and over. And they got into school. They did really well in school, and they got into good schools. And then come time to pay the bill, mom and dad said, oops, we really don't have the money. And it's a huge disappointment, right? And parents feel bad. The kids get kind of angry. But mom, but dad, I did what you told me, right? I got the good grades in school. It is
yeah.
Really a shame. And so it does happen, unfortunately, quite a bit.
So, Ryan, let's get your take on this. So you're about to graduate. Tell me what you want to study in college, my friend.
Yeah, so thanks, Kevin, for having me on. It's a pleasure. I'm looking to study business administration in college. I'm also looking to have a concentration in a couple different areas. I'm not sure what they are yet, but that's just my thoughts right now.
So, Ryan, who's on your list? What schools are you considering?
I have it down to 4 schools right now. You know, I've seen them all a couple times and just, you know, probably a week and I'll probably have my final decision or so. So
that's
right
exciting
now, it's University of New Hampshire. What? Sorry?
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting.
To make
also,
that final decision.
You know, it's a lot of people can have different emotions about it. I'll tell you, it's exciting on one hand, but on the other hand, it's also terrifying because you're making a choice that's going to impact the rest of your life. So,
no pressure or anything.
The 4 schools I have on my list right now are Bryant University in Rhode Island, the University of New Hampshire, Merrimack College, and Worcester State.
Nice. So, what's the process, Ryan? What are you thinking about when you're deciding which school you should take?
I mean, there's obviously so many schools that you could go to, you could attend. there, you just have to figure out, I think, what's right for you. You know, for me, it was, I wanted to be close to my house where I didn't want to be so far away where the only time I would see my parents in 6 months would be, you know, a video call or something like that. I wanted to, you know, be able to be in a place where, you know, maybe if I'm having a bad day, I could just go home that weekend and talk to them about something. You know, some things that, there are some things also that, you know, you just don't, you don't like about a certain schools. Say, you know, you could be, it's, you know, one thing is too far away. Second thing, you know, other schools have programs that you really like and you can, you think you can excel in. And other schools, you know, you're like, well, it's not really my major isn't really their best thing. You know, there are several liberal arts colleges, and if you're going there for business, I don't really think that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. So, Ryan, what's your advice to someone who's getting ready to go through this process? You know, maybe that, you know, a student's going to be that making these decisions next year. What would you tell them?
Well, first thing is, I think when you're going through all the process, I think sometimes you just need to take a deep breath and just relax. You know, at the end of the day, everything's going to be okay. You know, you're just making a decision. And as, you know, as I said before, it can be terrifying at times, but at the same time, you just have to realize, you know, this is something everyone's going through. It's not just me. So many people around the country are going through this same process right now. And, you know, I would say just, you know, be confident and know what you have. Once you know what you have to do, just stick with it. You know, you can't really look back and say, oh, I wish I saw this school. I wish I did so many other things. You can't really look back once you're at this point now. You have to just, if you just know what you by this point, you need to know what you want. And if you know what you want, and there's nothing that's stopping you.
Ryan, any tips for parents?
I mean, for parents, I think obviously I've seen some cases with Jack, obviously, where the kids are driving it. They're like, okay, I got into this school and I got a $5,000 scholarship. And the parents are like, great, okay, you're going there. Let's put the deposit down. And then when the first bill comes, like Jack said, they're like, wait, what? It's that much money? I think there has to be a line that is drawn where it's like the kids can drive it to some point, but there has to be some pushback where the parents are like, no, like we can't afford that. We can't, that's not the right idea. That's not the right place or the right, it's not at the right time. I think there has to be like a middle ground where the parents and students can come to an agreement.
So Jack, how can people follow up with you? How can they learn more? What's your contact info?
Yep, so people can always go to my Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/longhornfin. Or people can email me for more information at jack@longhornfin.com.
Jack, Ryan, I really appreciate you both taking the time to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye now.